So Mem Zion of the base. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yossi Katan Hamutal Be'arisa, it's in the crib. Mizamdin Allah. V'hatz na nashim avadim b'ktanim ein mizamdin leim. Hu damar k'Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Damar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Avol pi shamru katan hamutal be'arisa ein mizamdin Allah. Avol osin oso sniff la'asara. Okay, so the Gemara is saying is okay. Maybe it's not going to work for Zimun, but maybe we could look at asara differently. Now, normally, you'd probably say when asara is required, at least for dvarim shebikdusha, we should have higher standards there, right? Not lower standards. But the Gemara is at least contemplating this as a possibility that, you know, you can't be mitzari if the katan mutal b'arisa to shalosh, but you might be able to be mitzari of him to the din of asara. So that seems very counterintuitive, and in fairness, the Gemara is going to move away from it, and then the Rishonim will as well. But anybody remember what the makar is when it comes to Advarim Shebikdusha requiring Asara?
From the Miraglim, we see that there were 12, and then minus 2, and then it says Adma. And then we see Kahal there, and then we make a...
Right, and Masa the Eda Hara Hazos, Ashrahim Amalini Malai, and Ibadu Mitoch Eda Hara Hazos. You have an Eda, and you have Mitoch, and then that links back to right Vinigdashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Does anybody remember a formulation? Again, this is a very controversial idea, but the Rambam does seem to subscribe to this in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and maybe subtly in the Mishnah Torah as well, as to why a child might actually be able to be mitzari for asara, even if they can't compose the majority or even any more than one. Anybody remember how the Rambam starts out his formulation? You could, if you want to quote from the Sefer HaMitzvos, that's fine too. But also in the Mishnah Torah, Yisodei Torah Perek Yud, about mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, Minikdashti Besoch Bnei Yisrael. Right, exactly. So we might take actually the most expansive definition. Remember the Rambam, you know, in the Sefer HaMitzvos also focuses on the role of children in Kiddush Hashem. Okay, so that might be the explanation for this Deya, even though the Gemara very quickly moves away from it. Rambam Rishu ben Levi, Tisha ve'eved mitzdarfin. Meisi, meisi berblazor shenichlasa meisa knesa lo matza asara. V'shichar avdo v'shlim ole asara, so shichorin lo shichor lo. Apparently, he had to be meshachar, he meant to emancipate him, which is de facto gear. So the Gemara says, no, they actually had eight. Trei yitzterichu, shichor chad v'nafik b'chad. V'hechi ovid hachim, v'yehuda kol meshachar avdo over ba'asei, sh'ne'mar. Just to finish this last week's parasha, lo'olam b'hem tavodu, right? L'achicham ne'isolish b'achiv lo sir debo b'farech. So you're not supposed to do this. So the Gemara says, "Ledvar mitzvah shiny." Apparently, the olam behem tavodu is something that has to be weighed against countervailing factors. So the Gemara says, "What are you talking about? Mitzvah habab yaveri." So the Gemara says, "Mitzvah the rabim shiny." Fascinating line in the Gemara. Said it's a mitzvah ba'avera, but a mitzvah ba'avera for mitzvah derabim, you know, like that. That's like the ultimate ends justify the means, right? You know, you start thinking to yourself, like lulav hagazel, you know, was a puzzle, right? Mitzvah ba'avera. But if I lived in Eastern Europe and it was a mitzvah, this is the lulav that you know the whole town was going to use. You know, maybe I really should steal it, right? That would be an absurdity. So the question is, what do we actually mean here? Okay, so let's be a little bit of lamdanim for just a second. No, that's not a mitzvah derabim, right? It's a mitzvah deyachid, right? Each one has a separate mitzvah. V'lukachtem lechem v'yom arishon priyei tzadar kapos tmarim anafei tzavos v'arvei nachal. Okay? So Rashi says, context of mitzvah derabim, yes. L'hotzi rabim midei chuvasan biktusha. Tosus has a really interesting discussion here, very practical discussion. an interesting discussion. So mikan kasha the baal alachos gedolish the pirish the mishem eish lo meis v'yamte fa'achron the avelus noheg v'lo asi yamte fa'achron the rabbanan, right? It's just minag avasinu biyadenu v'dachi avelus daraisa. It's an assumption that avelus is daraisa, but at least the first day dechsev v'achrisa ki yomar, the Rambam and the Rif would meet him, the baal alachos gedolos there. The hacha chazinan, right? So it's a kasha. The asya tfila derabanan. If you want to say that there's a mitzvah derabim to daven with the tzibur, you want to call that a mitzvah derabanan. Asya tfila derabanan v'dachya kra, and it seems to push off a daraisa of the olam bahem tavodu. So how can you say, right, that yamtif sheni, right, which again, presenting here as a dinder abana, minag avosenu biadenu, cannot override a daraisa v'achrisa ki yonmar. That's his kasha in the Bahag. Lolo behem tavod. V'chein mashra nami b'reish k'suvis, gabe chosan noeg shiva yimei amishta v'achkach noeg shiva yimei amela, so v'de shivas yimei amishta v'vat lina v'eles daraisa kol shekein yamtif sheni. It's interesting, kol shekein in Tosos. The kol shekein of a yamtif sheni. Presumably, the kol shekein here is based off the notion that the yamtif is stronger than the shivas yimei amishta because
can get married on yamtif.
Okay, but I mean, what's the kol shekein? Why say that? Certainly, if the shivas yimei amishta will push off the avelus, so certainly the yamtif sheni should push off the avelus
because they're rooted in the Torah.
Okay, very good. So you can say it's predicated; it's an extension of a din d'oraisa. Okay, maybe. Right? You might argue that the Shiva Simeya Mishta is kind of also rooted in that in some sense, but I think that he's predicating on the discussion here, right, about the mitzvah derabim. Right? That's the whole logic of the Gemara as to why Avelus cannot, you know, continue through Yamtif. They're mutually exclusive, and what's going to, you know, so if it's a head-to-head collision, so then, Yavo mitzvah derabim v'yidcha ase diyache. Okay. Interestingly, this isn't fully resolved, this issue. So, you know, Meikar Hadin, this is not practiced in our community right now, but Meikar Hadin, the halacha is that we treat Yamtif Sheni like Yamtif Rishon l'chol davar, with the exception of Kavura. Practically speaking, it's not really done outside of the Breuer's community, the Aki community. So they would bury themselves on Yom Tif Sheni. Okay. So back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi Lolam Yashki Madin Leveis HaKnesses. It's a beautiful image. Kidei Sheyizke V'yimna Yimasar Rishonim. Shafilu Meyo Boi Macharav Kibel loves charkulam. So the Gemara says, charkulam salkadaitach? How is that possible? You're going to give them everybody's reward? Ela ema nosen lo schar kineged kulam. Right? You give them a schar, right? Not everybody's schar. Like if you show up by the 11th person, you say it's not worth showing up anymore. Right? The 10-man minion, and that's it. But, right, he gets schar, you add up however many people are there. Because, of course, he was goreim for the shechina to come to begin with. Okay, very beautiful idea. Asara Rishonim. We should all be Zoche. Amr Rav Huna Tisha V'Aron Mitzdarfin. So Amr Lev Nachon V'Aron Gavrahu? Right? Strange. El Amr Rav Huna Tisha Nirin K'Asara Mitzdarfin. So it's 2 days in the Gemara. Amilah Ki Michnefi V'Amilah Ki Mivadri. So 9 can sometimes look like 10 if you cluster them or maybe if you scatter them. So Amr Babi. So Rabami says regarding this, Shnayim b'Shabbos mitzdarfin. Shabbos constitutes its own entity for purposes of mizumin. So Amalei Rav Nachman, Shabbos gavrahu. Elam Rabami, Shnei talmidei chachamim echad nizazeh b'halacha mitzdarfin. Right, the Talmud Torah that they're engaged in, that is mitzdarif. So I'd like to explain, remember I mentioned this a lot when we were learning the beginning of the Perek, that the whole idea of the mizumin anyway is Kishem Hashem Ekra and Gadul Hashem Iti. So if it's about achieving a certain degree of redemption of what would otherwise be a debased, or at least a primal, very carnal activity, so, you know, you might be able to achieve that level with a Tamid Chacham Echad in Zayetzeh Be'alacha. So Mechri Rav Chista Kigon Ana V'Rav Sheshes. So Rav Chista didn't hesitate to identify himself as one such person. Mechri Rav Sheshes Kigon Ana V'Rav Chista. So a little quid pro quo. Amr B'Yechanan Katan Pareach Mizamdin Alav. So Mechokis Rashi Tosa, so what's a Katan Pareach? Rashi says, Hevi Sivani V'lo Balichal Shanav. Tosa says the inverse. Tosa says that he has simanim, he has shanim, but he doesn't fully have simanim. Okay, so this is obviously a far cry from katan amutal be'arisa. So far we have three shitos. Katan amutal be'arisa, right, that's an extreme shita. All the way on the other end of the spectrum is no katan, you know, allowed. And then we have this kind of middle ground so far of katan poreach. Tana mihachi, katan shevi shtei sairos mizam nalav, shlehevi shtei sairos ein mizam nalav. Shein medaktikin be'katan. Right, so we're not medactic. Kagufa kashamart hevi shtei saros in lo hevi lo v'ador tani medactic and mekatan. So we're not going to check too closely. Lisui emai lav lisui a katan pareach. Is it not right to include the katan pareach? The katan pareach. Tosis again, his reading of the Gemara is very smooth. So he says, yeah, because if we're not medactic after him, so he was. You know, this by the way is our contemporary practice, and any bar mitzvah boy, you know, whatever his stage of development is considered to be lahalacha mitzdarev. So v'leis hilchasak kecholhani shmeitza laki hadam rav Nachman katan ayodei lami mevarchin mizamnin alav. A katan who knows, you know, to whom we are mevarich can be included. So abai v'rava v'yasvi kamei d'rabba, they were very young, amas lo rabba lami mevarchin amalei l'rachmana. So he says, it's very nice, they taught you well. But what does it mean? Rachmana hechi yasiv. So Rava ichmi v'shmei talala. Abaye nafik lebra. So he went all the way outside. So ichmi klape shmaya. So the Rava tarvayu rabbanan habisu. So Rava says they're both going to grow up to be great leaders of the Jewish people. Hanu damiyinchi butzin butzin miktefe yedia. So this is obviously an idiom. It's about a gourd. Rashi says, "Dalas yistagarsi miktefe v'katav hu sraf elan kilomar mishashu chone liyotze mitoch hasraf nikar imiyatov." Right, that you could already see the potential that was brimming. So the real question, obviously, you know, with regard to this issue, is okay. You know, it sounds like Maker Adin that you could make a mizumin, as I was saying to Ilan the other day, on a katan hayodei lami mevarchin. Now, the Balei HaTosos were very skeptical of this. So we have this pretty long Tosos, so let's take a look. Leis Hilchasa Kechol HaNishmaitza Elaha Elokiha Katan HaYodea. I'm just trying to get a little bit better lighting. So Mashma Dekainami Rabbi Yochanan V'lo Nehira Sharein Derech HaGemar Shesosu Divri Amo Raim Rabbaisa Shehevi Raila Divri Yochanan V'lo Shum Tam. So Yishlomer Dekaya Katan Poreach Kilomar katan poreach, that if you're dealing with, again, this is Tosos Lashitasam, so they think that this is an issue where you are magia l'chlal shanim, but you have not been magia l'chlal simanim. So he says, kilomar katan poreach mizamnin. One second, just want to make sure we get the words. Kilomar katan poreach de mizamnin alav hainu dafke yodei l'mi mevarchin. Okay, that this is a qualification of katan parech, but tarvayu ba'inan, right? That you actually need both. You need shanim and for him to know what's going on. Ferushenu tarech lomar to lamaisi uvta davay v'rava le'inin izmunei alayu lefari shmau katan yodei l'mi mevorechim, right? Mistama l'porchim avu di'im kain ma'ur b'sayu im yodei l'mi mevorechim. Rabba nami da'avad hainu laharo sheish ben bina ve'in k'tanim lo mizamnin alayu. The only difficulty, according to me, is it sounds like Abai and Rabba were really young, because if you say Abai and Rava were 13, and they were pointing to the sky, and they were able to say, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, you know, that doesn't make you think that, oh, Zakatan Gadol Yeh, that, you know, Abai and Rava are so destined for greatness, because by the age of 13, they can already point to the sky. Maybe by the age of, I don't know, 4. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Afal Pidu Leis Chol Shmaisa, Miu Allah, Kribi Shuvan Levi, Damar, Katan Ma, Mesho, Sinusar, Snifla, Sara, V'hacha d'vinun poreach v'yodeya hainu davka b'shlosha. So is that interesting, right? So Rabbeinu Tam rehabilitates the idea that we'll be more mekel, like Rabbi Shimon Levi by Asara, and we would be by shlosha.
In Mizamdin Lav, that's only talking about Mutal Be'arisa Ad She'id L'mim Avarchin. Avlan Osin Oso Snif La'asara Perish L'Birkas Hamazon V'uadin D'Tfilo D'Beha Lo Palik Rav Nachman D'Chibayi Yodeo Pareach Hani Milei L'Zimun Shlosha V'lo Snif Moda L'Rabbi Shor Ben Levi D'Snif La'asara V'uadin D'Tfilo D'Katan Mitzdari V'dekinami D'Parich Alam Maisi D'Rab Lazar Shahaya L'Tfilo L'Rabbi Shor Ben Levi D'Mairi V'Birkas Hamazon. Okay. So he's very comfortable with the idea that we'll have a higher standard in terms of mizumin than we will for purposes of asara. Okay. Vayo omer Rabbeinu Tam. Excuse me. Miu tema the rishis rabba kamarla to be shum lebehada who the same other birchas amazon le tefila lo. It sounds like he's machron too. Vayo omer Rabbeinu Tam dein alach lekein. Vifisha cholik ala gemara shalanu. Devader be shum lebe le tefila nami kamar. The parach may over the Reb Lezer, the Ma'ari b'tfila, that we actually can be makel for purposes of tfila as well. V'yesh mitzarf in katan l'tfila, rak she'chomish b'yado. V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, d'minog sh'tosu. D'chihechi d'amar atu aron gavrahu, hachanam yatu chomish gavrahu. V'odha, d'kamer katan mitzarf, hainu afilu b'lo chomish. Right, it didn't say anything about having remaining in Harlem. Which used to be, by the way, like a massive Jewish community. So we very often had nine, and there was, he was then a very little boy. And he would sit by the Aron. Reb Moshe Feinstein had written the tshuva for this shul being, Mekel. It's called the Old Broadway Synagogue. And I remember I was shocked at first. Totally shocked. Floored, actually. That Reb Moshe Feinstein would have allowed such a thing. But Reb Moshe Feinstein actually did allow it. Not only Reb Moshe Feinstein allowed it, but then anybody know about what the Rav said about it? So it's based on this Gemara of give him an Aron, give him a Sefer Torah. And so the Rav said that if you really are willing to go, I don't know if the Rav ever allowed it, the Chatchila, but he said if a person is willing to accept this Kula against the Rabbeinu Tam, then he said, don't hand him a Chumash, hand him a Siddur, so that at least he can daven. Believe it or not, there is in the 20th century practical basis. I'm sure you've never seen it, but be makel on this issue. So again, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam de Minak Shtasu Techihechi de Amar Atu Aaron Gavrahu Hachanami Atu Chomesh Gavrahu Vaod Hadakamar Katan Mitzari of Hanu Afilu below Chomesh Vaod Lo Chazinim Mishum Dochta de Mahani. Elabaovda de Ibra Shana Shaolin Ibaldiya the Pirke Rabbi Lazar the Kamar Bishlosha Ma'abra Mesashana Rablaz Omer Basara and it's not to Mavian Sefer Torah Veosinagula, right? So that's for purposes of Pearson, but that's not a Davrishabik Dusha. Vin Masir Shamshia Katan Ochesa Sefer Torah Basamnami Lo Kamar Lo Sefer Torah Asar Begillion Aval Chumashim Shabanu Lo. So it's not even gonna work anyway, so he's going back and forth. How could there be such a minhag? So the Ri, just skipping down a few lines, Gam haya omer Ri, Shagam Rabbeinu Tam atzmo lo haya noig lasos kain, lasos katan stif lasara, velo aisa maisa, velka chavilu chomish biyadu lo mahani. So again, the Bali Atosos were not enamored of this practice at all. Kevan delo is hani katan levado, gam chomish biyado, lo is hani. Umiu katan poreach viyodei alami mivarchin mashma shemivarchin alav gam bishlosha. Wow. So he says, despite all of this resistance, my definition of katan poreach, since he's megia legil shanim, but he hasn't been baby the simanim, and we're not going to be medakti acharav, so we're going to accept him not only for asara, but for purposes of the mizumin as well. V'lekaman depalik. V'zel ashan rabbeinu sheposek maskana demilsa, enos in katan snifla asara lezimun l'tvila, Ulishlosha, Ach Yavishte Cyrus Kovda the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Khalafti Bushalmi, Vhadaminan Birushalmi Katan Visever Toros and Osnif Omari the Garas Hasam Katan Lesefer Torah. Kolomar Sniff Makriasa Torah Kamar. Medavka Hasam the Katan Ola Laminin Shiva, but it's just not a matter of Kavod Hatzibor. Okay. Etc. So basically what you see here in the Bali Atosos is, despite the fact that in the Gemara, and this, if again, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, etc., it's certainly basis for this practice, the standard Minhag Ashkenaz would be to take a more machmir position on it. So, growing up, like I said, I never saw any leniencies till I got to college about a minyan, per se. And to this day, I actually never saw anybody be mekel with a mizumin. It's the position of the Bali Atosos, you know, essentially, at least amongst Ashkenazim, carried the day. If anybody saw, you know, Sfardim practice differently, I would be absolutely fascinated to know if a person has had such an experience, because I think it is a very fascinating idea. Again, it's very counterintuitive, because you would naturally assume that it's much more you know, significant to have 10 men who are bar mitzvah, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. But the irony of the situation is that, again, it, the more that you think that v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael is somehow reflective of a more you know, expansive definition of kol beis Yisrael, mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem al gadol hazeh, you might come up with the counterintuitive chiluk and say that we're going to be, you know, more accepting, you know, of the katan there than we would in the context of Birkas Hamazon. So I just wanted to read to you for a second from the Shulchan Aruch on this topic. So Shulchan Aruch writes, this is Kufzadi test, by the way, katan sheyegia leonas hapeutos, again, very young. Peuton in modern Hebrew means like a nursery. V'yodeh l'mi mevarechin, mizamnen olav, umitzaref bein l'shlosha bein la'asara. So he's taking asara here, not necessarily in the context of tefillah, but at least in the context of, you know, zimun for saying Elokeinu, which, you know, again, like you would expect is the simple reading of the Gemara, right? Because that's, it sounds like Abaye and Rava were really, really, really little. Right, when they did this, you know, that he's in the heavens. So that's the standard psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And like I said, please let me know if you've seen this practiced by Svardim. The Svardim that I know, you know, actually have not gotten to that point. This is the Rama. Right, that was the definition of the Bali Atosos of Katan Poreach, Ve'en Medakt Kenachra, Ve'chein Noagin, and then the Rama adds in two very important words, Ve'en Lashanos. There's no room for flexibility here. Wow. So the, let me just put this back on for a second. I lost you guys. Just reading from the. So the Rama, by adding in these two words, Ein Lashanos, effectively slams the door. Effectively slams the door on the possibility of a katan actually being mitzdarev to a zimun, bein l'shlosha, bein l'asara. Because he says, again, ein l'shanos. And I think that we could, you know, not be altogether surprised by that in light of having gone through that tosos very carefully, right, is that, you know, you don't get the impression that the Rama is operating in a vacuum, but on the contrary, you know, is very, you know, compelled by Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri after him. Just b- by way of contrast, if we have a second, I don't want to take you over time, but I have one more minute. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos in Perek Hay, so I just wanted to read to you here. Katan Yodeh Lemi Mevarchin, Mizamnin Alav, Aval Pi, Shehu Kiven Sheva, O Kiven Shemona, Umitztaref, Bein Leminyan Shlosha, Bein Leminyan Asara, Lezamin Alav. So the Rambam has a really interesting view. The Rambam, I don't think, I mean, it's hard to know exactly. But it's hard to say that the Rambam is paskening Abaye and Rava, right? Ben Sheva, Ben Shmona. It sounds like they're much younger than that, right? It sounds like a little bit more like the Shulchan Aruch. So the Rambam, I think, is controlling for this a little bit. Seems to me that the Rambam was a little mistayeg to go all the way in that direction. I don't know. If you met a seven-year-old and you said, "Where is Hashem?" and they pointed to the heavens, you wouldn't be so impressed. If you met a two-and-a-half-year-old and you said, "Where is Hashem?" and they took you outside and they pointed outside, you know, like Abaye. It's like a little ahead of Rafa, right? I think that's more impressive. All right. So we'll hold it up there, and God willing, we'll pick it up tomorrow.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.
Thank you, Rabbi. Okay. Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night.